Hi, I'm Evelyn Hancock, your host. In my new podcast, Whatevs, the name stands for two things. When people are being taught something boring, sometimes they say, whatevs. But when I teach kids, and I'm only in fourth and almost fifth grade, you'll ask, whatevs? Because Evs is my nickname. I'm not only teaching, I have more things to talk about. So here's what I'll be talking about. Learning. I will explain two big numbers in such an easy way to understand that a preschooler could learn it, and, you know, science and more learning skills. 2. Video games. I know a lot of popular games. I don't know all of them, though, so I'll look up a lot of the most famous games, learn about them, ask my friends what they play and if they want to host with me, and all kinds of tips and tricks. I'm probably going to have a lot of Hollow Knight. It's my favorite. Facts. I will look up famous whatever I want to look up or read about, and maybe if it's good, I'll make an episode of it for you. Art. I'll probably have to make multiple parts of how to draw, because it's very descriptive how I draw. You can look up Hornet123 on Spotify and find that my art is the front cover of a playlist I have, and it could help. Art stuff, practically. Reviews. I read or learn an activity and try it and explain how it worked, if it was fun, and yada yada. How-tos. You know what I'm going to do for how-tos. So, yeah, I have a lot of activities for you. I hope it sounds interesting to you. I'm probably going to talk kind of slow and stuff, but I will probably get better too. Stay safe and wash your hands. Bye! Sorry, just a minute. Hi, it's Evelyn. Today I want to talk about how to add big numbers. Please grab a piece of paper and a pencil. If your pencil doesn't have an eraser, I recommend you go get one. Remember, this is adding big numbers. Yes, I have a notebook, pencil, and eraser to do it with you. Now, if you need to catch up, just pause. If you missed something, rewind. Now let's begin. Write the number 147 and 258 below it. The 2 should be aligned right below the 1, and the 5 right below the 4, and 8 right below 7. Put a line under 258, and before the 2 in that number, add a plus sign. That is the form of addition easiest for me, and once you learn how, maybe for you too. Add 7 plus 8 and pause the episode to find the answer. Alright, you must have gotten 15. Now you need to put the number 5 in 15 right below 8 to show it's in the ones place, but also below the line separating the answer from the question. What are we supposed to do with the 10 in 15? Well, it is a 10, so you put it to be added into the tens place. Put it above the 4, next add 4 plus 5 plus 1. Pause the video. Okay, you must have gotten 10. Again. Put the 0 below the 5, but also under the line. Put the 1 above the 1 in 147. Now add 1 plus 2 plus 1. It equals 4. Put it below the 2, but under the line. What did you get? I got 504. If you didn't, well, you did something wrong. Look back at your work. If you got it wrong, listen to the video and redo it. See what was different. Now, let's see if you've learned. If you didn't, I made another video like this, but with easier numbers. You can start there. Now, let's test your brain. 186 plus 113. Go. Pause. Okay, 299. This one was easier because I wasn't guiding you, but if you got it, challenge yourself with more practice. Now, I just want to let you know, no one can stop your decisions in life. You are you. You go be you, because you are amazing, and no one, I mean no one, can change that. Now let's wrap things up. Stay safe and wash your hands. Bye!